Welcome to the Blockchain Life with your host, Wall Street Journal and USA Today's best-selling author, Carrie Oberbrunner. In each episode, we explore relevant topics that help you keep your world connected and protected. Thanks for joining the conversation today. Let's begin.
Hey, it's Carrie Oberbrunner. I just want to give you a super big thank you for being one of our loyal Blockchain Life podcast listeners. The Igniting Souls Conference, look, we've been doing it for 12 years. IgnitingSoulsConference.com is specifically for authors, entrepreneurs, and influencers. We believe that the world has changed, and we believe that many people are still trying to reach their audience in the same way. And as a result, they're going to have more and more frustration. Seating is limited, and the super early bird rate ends soon. So, IgnitingSoulsConference.com, thanks so much. Now, enjoy the podcast.
Hey, folks, it's Carrie Oberbrunner, and I have with me, this is going to be the best interview I've ever done. This is Fitty, and Fitty is a literal person. We won't let you know his real name, but I am so thrilled to be here because he's going to talk all about NFTs. This guy is not theory. This guy is legit. Welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here. Well, I started the journey of the NFTs after being on BSC for a little while, experienced every possible shitcoin that's ever available in this world. Is it okay to say that word on the show?
Hey, you said it.
maybe we call it poop coin.
There you go.
Came into this game like everybody else, wondering why somebody would pay a high premium for an NFT. Made no sense to me. But after dabbling into it and seeing my 16-year-old neighbor making $1 million in 1 month, I realized this might be something I should not miss because I did miss the Bitcoin. I missed Starbucks when somebody told me it was going to be a hit. And I said, nobody's going to drink coffee and pay $5 and possibly spill their coffee in their computer.
There you go.
I missed Ethereum because I thought it was spelled too long. So when NFTs came around, I said, okay, this is it. I'm going in deep.
Wow. Well, it sure paid off because we were just chatting before the show. Some of my audience are super NFT people, but a lot of them are just new to the space. And I feel like that's my call is to onboard people into blockchain, NFTs, metaverse, you name it. But name some of the collections that you are part of, because I think that that will blow some people's mind.
So the two that I created are Apocalyptic Apes and also Apocalyptic Queens. We sold both out. We sold the first Apocalyptic Apes on Christmas morning, and then we sold Apocalyptic Queens out on the 28th of just like a few days ago. We sold that in 3 hours. We're going to have breeding for babies, and I'm sure we'll sell that one out really cool. We're going to be staking in the metaverse. I'm also a Bored Ape Yacht Club member, Doodles.
You said crypto, dogs. I mean, you got everything.
I got a lot of good stuff. You know, I really believe in investing in good projects. A lot of people don't understand this, and I'll kind of dummy it up.
Yeah.
When you buy an NFT, you're not buying a piece of art. You're buying a membership into a golf course, a country club. So if you buy a good one like the Bored Ape Yacht Club, you can hang out with Tom Brady. You can hang out with Paris Hilton, who I just spoke to about 10 minutes ago. You could hang out with Rich the Kid. You can hang out with Timberland. You can go in the members chat, and then you have business opportunities. You have relationships with these people, and not just those kind of people. They're also smart-minded people and think the same way you do because you're going into that kind of an area. Now, if you go into a really horrible NFT project, you'll deal with horrible people. So I guess you can apply that to your everyday life. If you go into a good neighborhood, you'll have good kids. You'll have good neighbors. You'll have good people. If you go into a gang-infested neighborhood, most likely that's who you're going to be involved with. So if people look at NFTs in that way, it's a lot easier than grasp than saying something like, oh, well, it's one of a kind and it's non-fungible. Nobody gets that. Don't even try to explain it that way.
That's good. Well, you are a expert, I would say, in this space. I think you get it. You view an NFT as membership, as access, as association, as social currency. So talk to us about what makes, I mean, you launched two of your own projects and they went well. As much as you want to share, you don't have to share the secret sauce, but like, how did you do it? Was there certain components, elements? What do you think?
I've been pretty successful in my real life in the real estate game. So what I realized what was missing in this space is communication, communities, and really strong, deep relationships, and also treating people fairly. Also, there's a fear in this community of making changes and adjustments, because a lot of the people that get in here are very young, have no business experience. So I've applied all of my business entertainment experience and real estate experience into this. And I've realized that in order for the project to be successful, the communities have to be good communities and people have to support each other and care about each other. In my community, people share, if somebody has a surgery, we know who it is. If somebody's sick, we know who it is. If somebody needs financial help, we'll help them out. So it's not just an NFT project. It's a lifestyle. And, people reach out to me on a daily basis. What do I do? How do I launch a collection? How do I sell it out? They don't like my answer. My answer is very simple. You're going to go on Twitter Spaces. You're going to go on Clubhouse. You're going to be on Twitter. You're going to be on every social media platform. You're not going to sleep. You're not going to eat. You're not going to breathe very well. And if you do all that, you still may not sell out.
Wow. In other words, it takes a lot of effort, a lot of relationship building. Everyone wants the glitz, the glam, all this stuff, but they're not willing to do the work.
Correct.
Yeah. Wow. And I love what you say at the end, and you still may not sell out even if you do all of that. So what do you factor that other X factor? Is it luck? Is it, being at the right place at the right time? Besides all the effort, what also does it take?
It takes a lot of tenacity. It takes a lot of hard work. But most important, you have to have a vision and the ability to make adjustment and changes even halfway through it. Like sometimes I get on a project and I listen to somebody's project and it makes no sense to me. And I ask them, I'm like, look, this doesn't make sense to me. What are you doing? Well, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to put laser heads. We're going to put digital pictures. We'll give you a membership. We'll put 3D glasses. We'll put halos. And then we're going to donate to homeless. I'm like, well, I'm going to be honest with you. Sounds like you should just donate to homeless and don't do all the work because it doesn't sound like it's going to work. But they're so deeply invested into this thing that they can't slow down and say, maybe we should go back to the drawing board a little bit.
Wow. That is so good. So do you see yourself almost like a NFT shark tank where people are coming to you with projects and you're basically saying, yes, no, go back.
I'm always saying no because I don't have the time to help anybody. But yeah, it is funny you say that because I did buy a wallet called apetank.eth. And that's my wallet where I keep my Bored Apes and stuff. And we are going to do something cool with that where we'll take new projects. And on my Twitter, if you look, one of my good friends is Robert Hershovich from Shark Tank. We actually talked about that. I have a picture of me and him on my Twitter from last Sunday.
Sweet. So you are in with the people who are making magic happen in the world.
No, they love my project. Like John Terry, basketball players, UFC players, like Kimbo Slice Jr., Kimbo's son. We have Anthony Michael Carter from Orlando Magic. We have a lot of people, they come into our project and they buy our project. Paris Hilton's reached out. A lot of people were actually having something really cool in our collection for her. So it's not me in with these people. I do have connections. I'm not going to lie. I do. But it's really they have to see your vision and they have to trust and believe that you're doing a good thing.
Wow. That is so cool. Okay. So I hear what you're saying. You say you had some real estate experience. You had some other talents in the business world and you integrated that into the NFT world. What what would you say are some of those other skills that you've brought to the table?
Like really, I have no fear of replacement, and a lot of people do. Out of my first team, 97% of it's gone. People told me not to mint out on Christmas Day. I'm going to fail. Well, I showed them wrong. People told me do not mint before the Bored Apes drop their land. Well, I showed them wrong. I have a vision and I go with it and I have a feeling and I also know what's right and what's wrong. And the way I go about things is much differently than other people do. I ask myself a question. If this wasn't my project, would I mint it?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody does that. And when, if my answer is no, I'm going to go back to work. I'm going to spend another week. I'm going to redo my whole roadmap. I'm going to come back to it. And we've partnered up with some really cool people. We've got Mike Tyson, Click 2.0. I've got Omri Caspi, who's one of my business partner. I just got a phone with him. He was an NBA for 12 years.
Mm.
Won a championship with Steph Curry.
Yeah.
We've got Rudy Gay. We've got the Morris Brothers. And these are people that come on our Twitter spaces and really interact with people. And we're going to build this up into real life experiences where people will start to come to games with us. They'll also start to do some in real life events. Like one of our really good friends is Linda. She is the owner of the Oakland A's, and she's going to be giving us a box for some games next year. So we're going to be trying to bring some in real life events because there's too many people focusing on metaverse. I love the metaverse, but guess what? We still have to hang out and get to know each other.
Yeah. So you are all about doing off-chain benefits or whatever you want to call it, real life experiences. And let me ask you this. You mentioned the word roadmap. I know that might be new to some of my listeners. Talk about that. Is that like a business plan or is that what does that mean?
Well, a roadmap is essentially a business plan. Basically, you're saying if you buy this NFT and you pay this much, what is down the road for it? And it's essentially in the NFT world, it's called a roadmap, but it's technically a business plan. Like my job is to say, okay, if somebody invests, like our mint price was 0.06 Ethereum. Right now we're doubled or tripled. My first collection went to 1.8, so we 20-30x people right away. So my roadmap is what's going to lead to the value of your NFT. As much as these NFTs are cute and pretty, people want a value for their investment.
Yeah.
They want the value to go up. So depending on what your roadmap is, that's how you're going to know if you believe in the project, if you don't. If you have a roadmap that says we're going to do the metaverse and we're going to donate money and we're going to have a video game, I don't buy those because it takes 7-8 years to create a good video game.
Wow.
So I kind of know what's up. Like if I'm going to talk about a video game, which I'd love to do, I have friends that have actually, you know, created Fortnite, and I've reached out to them and said, how long does it take to do a video game? I said 5 or 7 years and two years and maybe in testing. In crypto years, that's 100 years.
Yeah. So
if I see a roadmap that says, you know, we're going to do a video game, we're going to do a comic book, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, I'm like, well, do I want a comic book? Do I want a video game?
Not yeah. Really. So you think what's better is more quicker? Like
Not quicker. More realistic. Like I have brought partnerships from Web 2.0 to 3.0. Right now, we're collabing in hemp partnerships. We have dispensary cannabis partnerships to replace some of the cannabis hemp products out there. Like, you know, those disgusting trays that you buy your meat and fish in, they're made out of this horrible plastic and there's paper
like between styrofoam or something.
That's exactly what it is. It's completely toxic. So one of the companies we've partnered up with is they're going to replace that with a hemp product, which is completely biodegradable. And it costs our government 4 cents more, but guess what? They won't pay for it. They'll pay for some rocket ships or whatever they're paying for.
Wow.
So what my vision is to bring this into our project and create value and also change the world a little bit by making it a better and a safer place.
Wow, that's so good. That's so good. Okay, so what do you think are some projects right now, whether it's the actual project or the components of the project that are attractive to you?
Well, I'm very biased. So I love my Apocalyptic Apes and Apocalyptic Queens. We've got some really cool stuff coming up ahead. We've got staking. We've got breeding.
Can I show your website?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I'm gonna like just pop this up. It's apocalypticapes.com.
Yeah.
And perfect. And then you're going to give us like a little tour of this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'm coming. How long did it take for you to like come up with this concept?
Well, we have a most amazing artist. His name's Hattie the Creator, and he draws everything, and it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And having a great artist is also key.
Excellent. Okay, so here we are. Nice. So there's that roadmap you were talking about, right? Can you see my screen, by the way?
Yeah, the roadmap is right on top. There's my team. In case I didn't mention, we on our Queens, we also have a female-led team. We have three of the smartest women on in Web3, who I'll kind of show you.
Yeah. Yes.
So those are our apes, and those are some of our partnership. That's Click 2.0. That's with Mike Tyson, Golden State Hemp. There's Team C's. We donated $25,000 to them at sellout of our first project. Wow. To help out cleaning the oceans.
Gee. To do good while doing well. Awesome. So this is that roadmap concept.
Correct. This kind of tells you where we start. That was our Genesis Mint.
Yeah.
This is the donation we made to Team C's.
And Team C's removes trash. Interesting.
Team C's is really cool. That Mr. Beast is the guy who runs the
whole thing.
And I really believe in what he's doing. What was really funny is we wanted to contribute to a charitable cause, and I couldn't figure out what to do. And my 8-year-old daughter came over to me and she says, "You know what, Daddy? Mr. Beast is great. He cleans up oceans. You should do that." And I said, "Oh my God, that's amazing!" So we
did that. That's so good.
Yeah.
Awesome. And what is this here? What is this?
This is juices that we've created for breeding. So we're going to have four different kind of juices that are already out. So a lot of people are holding those as we speak. And that's going to be, there's four different juices. So some of the babies will come mutated. There'll be twins, triplets. There's a whole fun gamified aspect to that.
Explain, I know breeding, I mean, it'll just take you a minute, but explain how an NFT can breed. Like, tell us what that means.
That's a great question. I guess I'm, if you're not in a space, it's a mind blower. I guess.
It is.
So we've hired a genealogist that I'm working with, and he's a real life genealogist, and he's been working with me on a weekly basis. And so we have the apes, which are apocalypse apes, and we also have queens. So if you look at if you click it down the road, you'll see the queens a little further. So we just sold out our queen collection, which you'll see in a minute. And here, let me see if we can find them.
There's the three queens.
Yeah, those are some of the smartest and nicest women. We've got Caitlin, we've got Jillian and Lisa. They're amazing. And you know, it's cool. Is like, so Catherine lives in Australia. I really feel like Elon works for her. She's super smart.
Yeah.
Jillian has a huge background in music, with working with Jimmy Iovine. Lisa Joe is just she's a nurse, full time nurse. One of the smartest, nicest people you'll ever meet.
Mm. Wow. So the queens are on here. This is the team. Like, this is your other team.
Yeah, this is my artist. That's Hattie. That's Valo. He's security. And then we've got Aka, who does all my IT. We got Fishy Fish, who's amazing. He pretty much does everything. And then we've got Crosscut, who actually does a lot of the web development, who's a really, really sharp dude.
That's so cool. So again, for people not in the space, they're like, what? But this is literally a brand. This is a movement. It's a community. What other terms would you use, or did I hit them all pretty much?
I mean, to me, it's a lifestyle. I mean, it's also the future, because you have to realize, I don't know what's going to happen down the years. If you look at what kind of money our government has spent, we're never going to be able to pay that deficit back. Crypto and NFTs were brought here for a future, for a reason. There's a reason. There's a guy named Satoshi came out with a Bitcoin. And if you go to your bank today, you want to take out $10,000, you're going to have to sign all kind of paperwork. But yet you could buy an NFT for $1 million and send it to Europe. Why is that?
Interesting.
Just food for thought. Yeah.
I love it.
We have a merch store where we have like t-shirts and hats and hoodies and it ships really quick. We have all different kinds of, I'm actually wearing one right now.
Yeah. I love it. Look at that. Okay.
We have a great merch store and it's very reasonable.
Yeah.
We don't take a profit for it. Everything just kind of goes right to their holders just to promote. So we have pictures on walls, and it just keeps growing and growing, getting bigger and better.
So cool. So that's kind of why you're saying you don't want to get distracted. You really are, you know, whether it's, I don't know what you think about Gary V or whoever, but like there's certain people, Tom, Billy, there's certain people that are really invested in their community. And you would consider yourself to be one of those people.
I love Gary V. Gary V and me have DM'd before, and he follows me on Twitter, and I'm actually working with one of his guys on another small little project. So sweet. I respect him. I just recently went to NFT LA, met with Mark Cuban, a bunch of other cool people like Wendy O. I was just on our podcast, if you know Wendy.
Wow. Look at you. I love it. And so why are you invited to all these places? It's because of the value you're creating.
I don't know. I feel maybe I know what I'm talking about. Maybe I don't.
That's so good. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to your press release because I was just.
I want to give you the breeding thing because you asked.
Oh, yeah.
Give you that. If you can jump on the queens really quick,
yeah.
I want to show you what they look like. So I'll explain the breeding because I think that's pretty fascinating.
Apocalyptic queens.
Yeah. So if you go to apocalypticapes.com, there should be a link on there for the queens too.
Perfect. Getting there.
No problem. While you're doing that, I'll kind of explain the breeding thing a little bit. So basically we have queen apes, which are the queens. We have apocalyptic apes. So once these queens and the apes get together and hang out for a while, get to know each other, then we'll introduce the breeding. So they'll basically be connected into a website. And at that part, so let's say you have the pink ape that you're looking at, the apocalyptic ape, and then you breed that pink ape with a ruby queen.
Okay.
Well, that could create a really interesting mutated baby. That could do some really cool stuff. There's some queens right there.
And how do I get to the link on the queens?
You know, to be honest with you, I am on this app and I don't want to jump off it because it might block me.
Don't jump.
But off. I think if you go to Twitter and you click Apocalyptic Queens, it'll get you right there.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I like it. So you're basically saying that you could breed these.
Right. And then later on, once you breed, basically you'll have another PFP of a baby. So you'll have a full family. And then what we're going to do is we're going to introduce staking in our metaverse, which we have. We have NFT land, NFT world. We also have Decentraland. We also have Sandbox. We haven't made the announcement, but when you do staking, you'll basically do revenue sharing with a daily income, which we're going to make sure that we're abiding by all OpenSea policies. So give you an example, let's say you stake something, you'll get an annual APR for staking that NFT.
And staking essentially royalties. I mean, it's not, I know that's not staking, but
staking is a cool word for getting interest and getting paid for putting something for someone to hold.
Awesome. So you see my screen?
Yeah, so if you go to the queens, and it's pretty cool. So if you look at the background on the green one, that's actually called the Fitty background. We also have some queens with grills that say Fitty on them.
Okay.
And if you find one with a really cool hat like the one I'm wearing here.
Yeah.
It's right there, the one with the purple glasses. If you click on it real quick and look, go down, scroll down just a little bit. And you look at the trait, it says the Fitty hat. You see that? Because we basically took that off my Bored Ape, which is I have a Bored Ape number 4487. And it's kind of the one I work. So my artist decided to have some fun with that.
That's so cool. So talk to us about your relationship with the Bored Apes, because it's different, yet you're part of it, yet you also have your own apes. Like, where does this all go? Because again, my audience might not, there are a lot of them are authors.
Right.
You know, so they're thinking NFTs and like IP and what can you do, what can't you do? And
right. Well, luckily I have a pretty good legal background, my wife being an attorney, and I have a lot of attorney friends. So I do a lot of my research and try to explain things for people to understand. So as far as the IP rights, when you get a Bored Ape, you could do anything you want with it as long as you don't use the name Bored Ape. So if I start a project called Apocalyptic Apes and I make my apes apocalyptic, that's totally okay because I have the IP rights to do that.
Wow.
So if you buy an apocalyptic ape and you want to create a gym, which we're doing right now with Australia, we're actually doing gym equipment, protein powders, and you want to use even the name Apocalyptic Apes, as long as myself or my corporation or my business partner gives our authority, we can do that. So we're actually working on that now.
That's so cool. It's almost like you hear about that one guy in California with the Bored and Hungry burgers.
So funny thing is I just got off the phone with him.
And it was his name, Jimmy?
There's two. Okay. There's three partners. It's on my phone. But he lives down in OC. So I just got him. I just sent him over one of our apes. He loves it. And I don't remember his name.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. But yeah, it's Bored and Hungry is the restaurant. And so that's an example of him using his Bored Ape, but you're saying he didn't use the name Bored Ape.
Correct.
So it was okay. All right.
And they're also accepting ApeCoin over there, which is brilliant. And I heard their hamburgers are out of this world. So I'm definitely, I was just DMing with this guy and I forgot his name. I got to look. I could check for you in a minute.
It might be, it's either Andy or Jimmy.
Jimmy was the guy I was DMing with.
Okay.
And he just told me, let me know when you come out here. I'd like to spend some time with you. But he's a super nice guy. Yeah. He came into my Twitter space. We talked. I love this concept. And it just shows you where it's going. Now, I also have some other partners. I have Stecky, Nikki Diamonds. Nikki Diamonds owns Nikki Diamonds Supply. It's a big skateboard brand. Jeez. Been around forever. Well, it's a new project we're going to be releasing soon called MetaDrag. And one of the things Nikki just did is he took people's Bored Apes and Mutant Apes, and he created IP for those shirts. And some of these people, just because their shirts are right now sitting in Journey and other malls and stores, some of them gotten $20,000 to $40,000 to $50,000 just from the sales of those t-shirts, just for the IP rights being released.
Wow. That is so I love what this brand is doing. It's creating so many more jobs. I mean, NFTs.
Well,
right?
It's not new. It's not new. Like if you got a house years ago and people wanted to do a commercial in your house, you get paid for doing that. If your kids are in a movie, you get paid for doing that. Now these are your new kids. They're apes. And so it's not changed. We've evolved.
Wow. So it's leveraging the digital asset.
Correct.
But I think it does legitimize it because there's a lot of skeptics that still are skeptics. I mean, do you ever face that? Like people are saying, what the heck are you doing, Fitty?
They did until I show my bank account.
There you go.
No, not really anymore. Yeah. I think in the beginning, people are like, couldn't understand it.
Yeah.
When they see an article and we're pumping $2, $3 million in 45 minutes or an hour or two, they start saying, well, maybe you're doing something that I should be doing.
Interesting.
So when you see Tom Brady, Justin Bieber, Post Malone, Madonna posting their Bored Apes on their Twitter, you're saying, okay, well, this might be something interesting.
Yes. And wasn't it a year ago-ish that the first Bored Apes were around $250 or something?
They barely minted out the first week. People flipped them. People are kicking themselves now. And that's why I always tell people, when you get into an NFT project, believe in the team, have faith, don't rush them, let them do their thing.
Well said. All right, so we got 3 minutes left, and then I'm going to talk with you offline here for a minute. But what else do you want people to know? Do you want people to jump in and say, hey, I want to check out this well, they can't buy them anymore because you sold out. I guess they could buy them on the secondary market, right?
Yeah, we're on OpenSea. We're still fairly reasonable. I mean, we're going to definitely take off really high from here because what I'm doing is I'm infusing a lot of money from Web 2.0 to 3.0, which means I'm taking companies. I have a car company that's bringing us liquidity. I have internet company as cable. So I have calls and calls and calls of people that are just jumping on to work with us. So it's still a reasonable time to get in. I mean, I didn't get into the Bored Apes at Mint. I bought in at 49 Ethereum. So, which I thought was crazy, but when the floor hit 150 on my Bored Ape or 190, I was okay with it.
That's right.
So I think people have to explain, you don't always have to get on the bottom. You don't always have to get in the Mint. I actually prefer not to go in the Mint, make sure nothing goes wrong. Art is revealed, the team is doing something, but I'm very comfortable coming in on secondary. I buy a lot of secondary projects like Doodles and Gutter Cat Gang. I bought secondary. Why? I want to see somebody that they're doing something. I want to hear them. I want to go in their Twitter spaces. I want to look at their, I want to see what's happening. So you don't always have to buy something right away. Go and join a community. Like if you want to buy a house in a area, whatever, New York or Miami, whatever, LA, go look at the area, drive around, see what it's like. Don't just put an offer in. Yeah.
That's so good. Maybe stay there a night at a hotel, see where people come and go. Yeah, that's smart. Okay. So what is the floor price right now of each project, and translate that for US just roughly, just so my audience can be like, oh man.
So right now we're roughly, I think $700 to $1,000 on the Queens. I think we're a little bit over that, maybe $1,000 to $1,400 or something on the Apes. But also floor price means the bottom of what you're getting. So some people like to go in and get something above floor, like we have right now on my Apocalyptic Apes. Some of the floor, some of the rarities are going for 2-3 ETH. On the Queens, we had some sales that were 3 and 4 or 5 ETH yesterday because certain people like specific traits.
Wow.
So the best way to research that is jump on a Twitter space with our Apes. We'll be on Rarity Tools, which is a Rarity Tools is a platform that gives you rarities on Tuesday or Wednesday. Come in, ask some questions, send a DM to somebody on the team. But I tell people, don't be afraid to get in and try something. But when you do invest into NFTs, don't make it a short investment. Make it a long-term hold. It's not a flipper. One of the things I say, and I've been saying, I'll say it again, flippers don't drive Lambos.
Oh, that's good. And that's the best quote of the day. Awesome. Well, listen, Fitty, thank you so much. I love it. I don't know how you're doing all that tech stuff. That is.
Oh, beautiful. It's just me. This is my real face.
So good. So good. Well, you are the first and ever only cartoon that I ever interviewed, but I know that's not the right term. Let's say NFT. So thank you for showing up as an NFT today.
Can I tell you a secret?
What's that?
I'm actually a real person.
Really? I know your real name. I'll never disclose it. So
I'm doxxed. I have no problem telling people.
I got you. All right. Sounds good, Fitty. Take care, my friend.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Blockchain Life. We hope today's conversation ignited your soul and inspired your mind. Post your comments in a podcast review on iTunes or your platform of choice. We read every single review because your thoughts matter to us. Please share this episode with a friend. We look forward to seeing you again on the next episode.